Do you ever feel like you live in your head? Like you're one of those people who tends to analyze everything and think and rethink and critique decisions you've made or even that other people have made. In today's episode, we are talking about what it means to truly understand the limbic brain and how we make decisions and how that connects to healing the mind through the body. Are you in a season where you're longing for more, desiring inner peace, hoping for more authenticity in relationships? Perhaps you're feeling unsettled inside, like you know that God is calling you deeper, higher, and further than you've ever gone before. You are ready for change and it's time for something to shift. But what is it? What's been missing? My name is Amber Todd. I am a Christian counselor, and I believe that you were never meant to live a disconnected, segmented life. You were created for connection, deep, authentic, healing connection. First, within yourself, because your mental, physical, and spiritual health is interconnected. This is why I love collaborating with doctors and like-minded holistic practitioners who honor God's design for our whole being to function and operate in harmony. Life Interconnected Podcast is an intentional space you can come to every week to receive encouragement, hope, and a fresh perspective on your internal world so that you better understand your thoughts and emotions and how to live a connected life. Join this movement of mindful believers who desire to grow in our faith and cultivate a holistic approach to health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast today and share it with your friends. Welcome to Life Interconnected. I've been in an interesting journey with the Holy Spirit of learning more about how to really access and heal every part of my mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. We talk on the Life Interconnected podcast about how all of those things are interconnected. And God just been really walking me through on a deep layer how to really understand the system that He has built within us and how it was designed to thrive and to function. And I just want to go one step deeper of what we've been building on these last few weeks and really teach you about the difference between your limbic brain and your rational logic and reasoning brain. You see, most of us who think that we live in our heads and we analyze everything, we think that it's all just coming from one place in our brain, right? We tend to call ourselves thinkers. We're people who think deeply, who process decisions. I'm an internal processor. Again, there's two different types of processors. There's internal, which means that I tend to think things through on my own, process different scenarios, think it through all the way, each step, and figure it out in my head before I articulate it to other people. And then there's external processors. Those are the people who need to talk it out in order to make sense of it. They need to share it with a friend. They need to get feedback. They need to be asked questions in order for their brain to literally process information. And so when we think about processing and making decisions, we often can chalk that up as just thinking, you know, and just coming from our rational brain. And yet, the majority of our decisions are actually rooted from our limbic brain, okay? And I want to talk about how all these things connect because these last few weeks we're talking about being led by your spirit. We're talking about what it means to really birth and bring forth the deep things God has placed inside of you from your spiritual womb. We're talking about how to heal the mind through the body. We're talking about how to really receive revelation from Holy Spirit through your bodily wisdom. Now, I want to tie all those pieces together by helping you understand what your limbic brain is and how that functions and operates and interacts with your logic and reasoning brain. And I had this aha moment as I've been reading this book called Start With Why by Simon Sinek. And those of you who haven't seen his TEDx talk, I think it's one of the highest viewed TEDx talks ever. but it's just this incredible book about how great leaders inspire everyone to take action. And as I'm in this season with my business, a time of transition, you know, we're moving into a new building and we're expanding and I'm dreaming with God and I'm creating some new programs and just really getting clarity about where God is calling us. And Nate and I are doing that both professionally and personally, right? Like we're obviously life partners and husband and wife, and also we own this business together. And so we talk through a lot. We process a lot. We have a lot of conversation. We also just tend to have gut feelings about things and we trust the Holy Spirit and we take big leaps of faith. I'm one of those people who tends to jump far and take a big leap of faith, even when I don't have it all figured out. I just have this deep trust and belief and know that God has called me to these deep and beautiful and wonderful things. And even when I don't have all the answers, I tend to just have that mustard seed of faith that God will provide because I've seen him do it time and time again. And so I've mentioned to you a little bit about my journey, but I just want to share a little bit more about what this has looked like for me personally in this process of really coming to this point of what I feel like has just been radical faith, literally one step at a time. You know, I shared about just being at the end of this, what feels like this spiritual pregnancy and spiritual birth and being squeezed in every way and being pressed on every side. And every time I think, you know, breakthrough's coming, birth is coming, like God just has me in this deeper and deeper place. And often it honestly doesn't make logical sense. You know, often the path that I started walking down as I felt God led me, you know, sometimes it turned or sometimes it changed. And even though I didn't always logically or rationally understand it, I knew deep down in my spirit that God was still leading me and that his plans are greater than my plans, that his thoughts are higher than my thoughts, and that I could trust that in a deep level. I could trust that in a core place within me. And so as I was reading this book this last week, this whole concept just really struck me. And Simon Sinek talks about this whole idea of our limbic brain as this idea of being described as a golden circle. And I've been to neuroscience conferences. I've heard from people like Dr. Caroline Leaf. I've been down to her conference in Dallas and I've studied a lot of cognitive neuroscience. Something about this concept is so simple, but so profound, and they call it the golden circle. And the reason they call it that is because from the most simple, basic level, you take something as complex as the brain, and it can actually be broken down into three levels of understanding. The outer level of the brain, this is as if I want you to imagine, this might sound gruesome, but if your brain was, you know, if you, your head was cut in half across where your eyebrows are and you were looking down on your brain from the top, I want you to picture three circles, right? The outer part of your brain is your neocortex. That's where you understand things on a rational, analytical level. That's what we would say the answer of what. Like, what am I supposed to do? What decision am I going to make? Now, the inner part of your brain is what we call the limbic brain. So it's the how and the why. And we communicate, when we communicate with people, we're often trying to communicate from our neocortex, from what's analytical, from what makes sense. Often when I'm counseling people, they're sharing with me from their neocortex, their analysis of their behavior. But what actually drives our behavior, which is surprising when you look at the research, is the center part of our brain. It's our limbic brain. It's our limbic system. So more than rational thought and analysis, it's that center part. It's those gut feelings that typically drive our behavior. And I mean, I personally believe that gut feelings is the Holy Spirit prompting you. It's Holy Spirit leading you. Now, the brain is powerful enough that it can override certain parts when our rational and analytical mind is in conflict with our limbic brain, our gut place of receiving revelation. And I think it's important to understand that because, you know, sometimes when we live in a society that is so head heavy and so driven on understanding everything and rationalizing everything, it can be easy to live from a place of willpower. Like, because this is what I understand, because this is what I see, this is what I must do. When sometimes deep down we have this inner conflict, because we know deep in our spirit, really in our spirit and our gut and our limbic brain, that maybe we're sensing something different than what makes logical sense. And so that's what I'm calling inner conflict. That's the inner turmoil. And I think the power of true freedom in making decisions is to be able to understand that the most powerful and faith-filled decisions come from that place of deeply trusting the Holy Spirit inside of you and how the Holy Spirit is expressed through your internal hardwire, through your limbic brain, through your feelings, your thoughts, your sensations. And I think when you're able to do that, when you trust that deeply, in essence, I'm saying when you trust yourself, when you trust that your gut feelings and things that don't necessarily make sense logically are prompted from Christ within you, and it's freeing. It's so freeing to not have to understand what God is doing exactly and how he's going to do it, but just to trust in his goodness, to trust in his character, to come back to his word and who he says he is and how he has shown his character to us through scripture and through testimony in our lives. We have to come back to that. We have to stand on that, because when you're in a season where you're living by faith and you're taking steps of boldness and steps of faith, a lot of things won't make sense. And I want to speak to those of you who are married to someone who's more rational and logical, or maybe you're confiding in friends or family who are more rational and logical, and you're feeling a stirring of the spirit, you're feeling prompted, you're feeling excited, you're feeling peaceful, you're feeling inspired. When you go to someone who's in their logic and reasoning brain and pour that dream out before them, if they don't know how to access that deep place in their spirit and to sense discernment from within that's beyond logic and reasoning, you might be met with analysis or critique or maybe even convinced otherwise because they don't understand it. And I'm not saying that that's every time, but sometimes I do feel like we get these senses, these promptings of Holy Spirit, and we feel really clear, like within our own system, that this is God and that he is prompting us and leading us. And then we want that validation. We want affirmation. And so we share with other people. We share with a partner or a friend or someone in the community. And if we don't automatically get a positive response or an affirming response or an encouraging response, we can just assume or write it off that it's not from God. And I think sometimes that can grieve the heart of God, because if he planted something inside of you and it really is from him, if you're depending on your logic and reasoning brain or the logic and reasoning brain of your partner to make sense of it and validate it, then it's going to be very precarious, because it will depend on that person's degree of revelation and understanding of what you have to share. And so my encouragement to you today is three main points. One, when you are seeking God for understanding, and I shared these last few weeks, this has been my mission in this season. I am seeking God for wisdom and understanding, enlightenment and revelation that only comes from the Holy Spirit. And God spoke this to me when I was in a season of transition before I went to grad school for counseling, and I still believe it's true today. God can teach us more through the Holy Spirit than we can ever learn in a book, and than we can ever strive to understand in our rational mind. And I want to get you free from your rational logic and reasoning neocortex. It's a beautiful part of you. It does help us to take action. It does help us to analyze. But I just think that I see so many people stuck because God has put something deep inside of them that their logic and reasoning brain will not let out. It's suppressed because it doesn't make sense. It's radical. It's big. It's audacious. It's risky. It's scary. And yet, maybe God is calling you to take a step of faith so big that if He doesn't show up, you're bound to fail. Because you're radically dependent on Him. And I believe that this is a year where radical dependence is necessary. This is a time, especially for those who are called to be leaders, both in the church and the marketplace. This is a time where God needs us to be radical. He needs us to be willing to step out of the boat. He needs us to be willing to receive something in our spirit, something that speaks to our limbic system, that every part of us gets goosebumps and says yes, even when our analytical brain doesn't understand it. And if you can see those two parts of your brain, you can be free to know where and how to receive from the Holy Spirit authentically, deeply, and immediately. And you know, one of my favorite phrases I often come back to is delayed obedience is disobedience. And so if the Lord has put something in your heart, if He has been dreaming with something and revealing something to you, the best thing you can do to honor Him is to say yes. And, you know, often the way that I describe what happens in me when God is revealing something to me or calling me to take a step of faith is in my spirit, I immediately say yes. And then my next prompting question is often right. Okay, Lord, how are we going to do this? Like, what's your plan? Like, I'm all in. Would you give me the privilege of understanding how? And then in my experience, there's been many seasons in my life where then God walks me through step by step by step by step by step of the how. And it's honestly an adventure. You know, one of my mentors, Rob Stoppard, he was on the podcast in season one. He often says that phrase, Amber, it's an adventure with God. And sometimes, you know, in the beginning, I didn't really understand. I'm like, an adventure with God? Like, what does that mean? Like, God felt safe and predictable. But the older I get and the more radical steps of faith that I take, I realize, wow, it really is an adventure. Because I'm relying less on my analytical brain and more on all the things I'm sensing in my spirit. And through that radical step of faith, I see God showing up in big and powerful ways in response in His faithfulness. So I just want to encourage you as you're listening to this today to really just step back and reflect on a few things. Which part of your brain is leading your life? Do you understand the difference of what it feels like to be led by your limbic system, by those inner sensations, by your spirit, by the feelings and emotions that are connected to discernment? And you know what it feels like to need to understand something, to analyze it, to critique it, to break it down and see all the steps in place in order to take action. Now, both are necessary in some regard because we are interconnected. We can't just live in our feelings and limbic brain all the time. But I'm really wanting us to understand and really evaluate, how are you approaching God? Is it solely through your neocortex? Is it solely through, God, speak to me in a way that I understand, in a way that feels like it makes sense to me, in a way that feels like it would be easy to say yes? Or are we saying, I'm all in. God, everything I have is yours. I give all my gifts to you. I give you the season. I give you the things that you've entrusted to me. Whatever you're asking me to do, Lord, I say yes. And when we're all in, sometimes that prompting and response back is, it feels expansive because it is beyond our comfort zone. It is beyond what makes sense. It is beyond what anything we've experienced. And that's where God just loves to provide for us and bless us and show us his heart as Father, with his nearness, with his love, with his goodness and his mercy, his kindness that's new every morning. My prayer for you in these last few episodes is that you would feel unlocked and freed up and available to perceive and receive everything that God wants to reveal in you, through you, and to you in this season. And by understanding that it's not just through your mind, that it's through your body and your spirit and your limbic system and all these physiological components that God put in place, your view of God and your ability to receive from God becomes even more expansive. So we're going to be digging more into that and into all of the body systems more in the coming weeks. And I'm just so thankful for you to be on this journey with me. I love hearing from you. I'm grateful and honored that you're here today. Thank you for your time, and I will see you next week. Thank you so much for sharing this space with me today. You are loved, valued, and important. If this episode impacted you, I invite you to share it with your community. I would love to hear your takeaways, so take a screenshot, type your aha moment, and tag me at Life Interconnected so that others can be encouraged too. Thank you for being a part of this mindful movement of believers. Let's live intentionally as God designed our lives to be interconnected. I will see you next week.